This is Kenatote of the Wamapok people. And the Wamapok people have a saying. Listen to E-Society Podcast.
It's Mix with On the Beat.
See what you can do.
Welcome to E Society Podcast.
What's up? It's Azisu back again, E-Society Podcast. We talk TV, movies, comics, collecting, sports, and everything entertainment. Back again in the truck, headed southbound this time. We just left the Emerald City Comic Con, and we're going to tell you everything that we experienced, everything we saw, what we thought. But before I go any further, you know he's here. It's the Nez!
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. I'm behind the wheel. And, so here we go with the Emerald City Comic Con 2019. Take it away.
Yeah, this was my first time at Emerald City Comic Con. So right off the bat, cool experience there. I'd never even been in the convention center that it took place in. Kind of close to the freeway, if you're familiar with Seattle and the Seattle area. So yeah, that was cool just in itself. I had been to Seattle before and the fish market and all that, the original Starbucks, but Gumball, Fremont Troll, all that. But yeah, I'd never been in the convention center, so it was definitely cool to experience. So yeah, we had to pick up our badges first thing. I guess it was in a different spot this year than previous years, right?
Yeah, last year it was right there in the convention center. This year we had to walk around the corner to... was the Hyatt?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, some hotel and get them in there. But it was just a pain to walk somewhere else, but it was still fine. We got in and out there pretty quick.
Yeah, not bad at all. I'd say overall that was the most enjoyable thing about this con. And yes, it was a Thursday, and I imagine as they sold out at least Friday, if not Saturday too, right? Yeah, they sold out those days. So I imagine it might be a little more hectic, a little tougher to get by. But I loved that overall. It was nice to walk around, you know, no trouble there. And then, yeah, even pick up the badges. No problem, quickly through the line. One thing that was different for me compared to my experiences at San Diego Comic-Con, though, was they had you activate the badge. Once you got it, you had to get on a website and enter, like, you know, your specific badge number to activate it. So that was different. I know they had some things that were tied to that we didn't end up doing. They had, like, a HQ, not HQ, but like XP, like experience, like you had to go all around the con and find these things to scan the badge to, like, and you would, like, show up on your app, like, I don't know. So maybe a future con, if we're there a couple days, it's something I'd look into. But this was more about experiencing the con itself. So yeah, once we got the tickets, we headed back over. Went through security, not too bad. And then this was a lot different experience for me compared to other cons. I'm obviously mostly used to San Diego Comic-Con as my main one. But even the Star Wars celebrations I've been to, WonderCons, I've never been to a con where it was set up like this, where it was on multiple floors. Okay, well, I take that back, actually. In Orlando, I think they had two floors for the Star Wars celebration, but I mean, this one was like, you know, fourth floor for this and sixth floor for that. So that was an interesting difference. So getting in there, riding up the escalator, and huge line for just the con merch, not, I mean, exclusive, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, lanyards, things like that. So we had a photo op with the ECCC logo, and then we finally dug in. Once we got into the hall itself, and that was the thing, there were multiple halls. In the first area, there was a lot of gaming, Bakugan, role-playing type games. They had a lot of that stuff. But also, they got into the collectibles. Everybody does Funko Pop these days. It's one of our segments we always do on the show. It's, it seems like I'm always picking up a new Funko Pop. So it was cool to see what people had and what prices. Most of them, not bad. Fair, you know, market price. Between 9 and 12 bucks, which is about what you pay at a Hot Topic or, you know, wherever. Even Target prices, $7.99, $8.99. So, you know, fair for sure for your more standard release ones. But, you know, they had chases too. And, you know, some tables had better deals than others for $20 here, $30 there for those. So, one thing I had talked about, I don't know if I put it on wax, but we talked about on the drive up to the con, was for a few years now since they started those Marvel hip-hop covers where they take a comic and then recreate a classic hip-hop cover. I had talked about I was playing some Roots in the car and I was like, man, I love this album. It's one of my favorite albums of all time. Like, I still need that cover of Avengers where they covered the copy of Illadelph Half-Life, that album. So, surprisingly, another thing that was surprising as far as a Comic-Con convention, there was plenty of tables that dealt in comics, old comics and whatnot, but there was only one dealer that seemed to have, like, new stuff, stuff that had come out in the past few weeks and over the past few years. So, we saw they had a box full of Marvel hip-hop covers, and I went through and I didn't see it, but you know, Nez is like, ask him. So, of course, we did, and yeah, they ended up having it, and it wasn't bad. Original cover price was $4.99. They wanted $8 for it, so I figured it's been this long. It's been a few years. I think it was 2015 it came out, so that's not a bad price hike. You know, you can deal with that, especially if you just consider just, you know, hunting it down normally or if you ordered it online or something, so yeah, I'll take it. And that's cool to add that one to the collection. So, you want to jump in here?
Yeah, this was my second year. Sorry for the shuffling around noise, but it was my second year coming to up here to Seattle. I don't even know where we are now. Somewhere we're leaving Washington, but
yeah, South Washington.
Yeah, it was cool. It was fun. I mean, I almost didn't come at all. Because my family was supposed to come with me, but then our plans changed, and I already had the days off, so I was like, I still want to go, and I said, oh, hell, fuck it. I'll just get the Zisu, and we'll drive up. So we made it up to the con. It was cool. I have a stick shift, and I don't like driving. If you've been to Seattle before, everything's kind of on a hill, like on a slant. And I mean, with sticks, unless you're just an awesome driver, it's just, you always get that rollback if you're not fast enough. And I was just, I remember driving around last year in my wife's car, and some of the time, I didn't get no rollback because it was automatic, but I was just like, I was kind of dreading driving around downtown Seattle. Because we didn't do too much. We just basically went to the con, parked, and all that. And then when it was over, we left. But it was cool, man. It was fun last year when I went, and this year was just as fun. All the big panels and everything, though, there wasn't really nothing much going on the big stage, because I didn't see anything in the program. So, but there was a small a live stage. It was a little smaller stage off to the side in one of the big exhibit halls, and the only one that I wanted to see was Gwendolyn Christie. She's Brianna Tarth in Game of Thrones and Captain Phasma in Force Awakens and Last Jedi. So, I mean, that was cool. I mean, that was something that I wanted to go to. We got there kind of early, so we had to sit there through the Women of Atari and some guys talking about Gods of War.
And then the Meeseeks, Rick and Morty. That's when we got there.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't really pay attention to that. But it was cool to sit there and listen to the first few panels. They were really quick. They were only like 15 minutes, yeah. So it wasn't like we were sitting there for hours. So, but we probably sat there for like 45 minutes before Gwendolyn Christie came on. And when she came on, If you guys don't know who she is, just look her up. She's really tall. She's tall on the show, and she's tall in Star Wars. And then when she came, this is the first time I had seen her, like, in person. We didn't get to meet her or anything, but it was all right. We were sitting in the second row, so I mean, we had a pretty good clear shot. I took a picture and threw it up on Instagram if you guys want to see that. But it was cool to hear her. I mean, much less to see her when she come walking out. And I was like, damn, she's hella tall. And then she came out and sat down. I was hoping that she would do some Star Wars talk, but it was just, since Game of Thrones is about to start up again, the final season, she mainly talked about that and her experience with the whole Game of Thrones show, thinking that she was hard to get jobs. She didn't really go into why she had a hard time getting work, maybe because she's so tall. That's the only thing I could think of. But they made the part for her, and she did it, and she's like, it was such an experience, and now that it's over with, she didn't go into what the series is or what the final season is going to be. She just kind of mainly talked about a lot of the older stuff and everything, and then the mediator was throwing questions at her. Were you like sad when you were done, when they told you, all right, we don't need you anymore, we done filming everything? She said she just cried and cried and cried. I mean, I'm sure it would be an emotional, especially on a big, giant hit show like that, with a big, huge cast. So she was happy. She said she's happy she did it. She's glad that she was a part of it. I mean, it's like basically TV history on that TV show. So that was cool. I mean, like I said, I wanted more Star Wars. I mean, she didn't mention Star Wars at all.
Yeah, it was a moderator's thing, though. It was her questions.
Oh, fuck that. Man, they should have turned it over to the crowd. Then we would have threw questions at her. But when she was said and done, she walked off. I did yell out, is Phasma still alive? And then she kind of just turned and waved and smiled. So I don't know if that's an answer or...
Right.
But it was cool, man. She was only up there for a half hour. I could have sat there and listened to her for at least an hour. But, hey, it was good enough. I'm glad we got to sit and watch and hear her talk about Game of Thrones. So that was sweet. We walked around, did mainly just looking for collectibles. And you guys know I'm a huge Friday the 13th fan, so I was looking for, like, anything Jason. Now, there was some things there. There was one little door that was an exclusive last year I meant to get, but I just spaced it. I saw it this year. I was going to go back and get it, and I forgot again. We just mainly walked around. Then we were going to go look for the autograph area, because that was in another area. Or actually, it was in this hotel around the corner. We got to the hotel, but then we stopped at Starbucks, and then we realized, hey, Gwendolyn Christie. No, it was Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
They were going to be on that live stage, so we wanted to go over there and see that. And we just got there too late. There was already a huge crowd. All the seats were taken, and there was a huge standing room only around, so everyone was watching them. I mean, we stood there for a few minutes. A
couple questions.
Yeah, and then we got out of there. But mainly just kind of went around again trying to get or just look around. Maybe there was something else we wanted to see. But before we got out of there, I mean, when you get there, if you've been to these big cons, New York, Emerald City, or San Diego, when you want to go to the Funko booth, and you know we're Funko collectors, it's always a big lottery to get a ticket to get in the line. That doesn't guarantee you're going to get what you want, because, I mean, when you win a ticket to be a certain time, it could be like between 1 and 3 or 3 and 4, stuff like that. I mean, that's when you get to line up. And if you're one of the later groups, like I think the very last group, man, it was like slim pickings to what they got. So, but I remember they never do this in San Diego. I don't know why they don't, but I remember last year when I went, at the end of the day before the con was over, they opened up the line to the public, and you can basically just get whatever was left over. Last year there wasn't much left over. And they did that again this year. So we finally got to be in the line or basically just buy something from their booth, because it's... I've been going to Comic-Con since 2005 and New York and this one, and have never, ever been in that Funko line. And we said, you know what? Let's do it. And yeah, I mean, I got something that it's shared everywhere. That little shark, was it?
Yeah.
No. Mine is the...
Chomp to Finn.
No, mine is... there's different stickers on them.
Yeah.
I have the... was it a limited edition sticker on it?
Yeah, like 3,000.
Yeah, I guess when they released that one elsewhere, it just says con exclusive or something on it.
Right.
So I got the one that's, if it's going to be worth anything, it's going to be that one. So
yep.
I grabbed that. That was all I got. What did you get? Hold on.
Yeah, that was quite cool. It was unexpected, too, because I was just like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Forget it. But yeah, like Nez said, by the time we got in there, pretty much the whole board was X'd out. They maybe had only four choices. I think they had the little DuckTale set. They had Chomp to Finn. They had the character from Lord of the Rings, the like kind of beast character. And then finally the one I got was the Rock Candy from DC Bombshells, Starfire. So that's cool. Rock Candies aren't traditionally worth much, but, you know, this one, like the Chomp to Finn, has the little con sticker and says, you know, only 3,000 made. So that's cool. So first ever con sticker in my collection. But yeah, that was exciting. That was a cool pickup.
What else did you get when we were in there?
What else did I get when we were in there? I know for just freebie giveaways, we got a Pet Cemetery little flashlight, right? It was a flashlight? Yeah, so we got a flashlight. I visited the Artist Alley section. That was on the highest floor, so... And Nez was saying that it expanded even more than last year, more artists than last year, right?
Yeah, I mean, last year when I went up there, it was on the top, on the sixth floor. There was, I want to say, like two and a half rooms. And it seemed like there was three this time, so it was a lot bigger, which is cool. I mean, I know last year a friend of the show, Jim Terry, he was there, but he didn't make it out there this year, so... walking around in there. I always try to make it at a point to buy a comic, because, I mean, that's why yes, people come to the conventions for collectibles and everything, but if you go back to the beginning of all these things, it was mainly for comic books and everything. It's actual comic con, so I always make a point to buy a comic from somebody, and I picked up a comic, I can't remember the writers and the artists that did it, but it was for the band Guar. They had a comic put out. I actually got the paper trade because there was a bunch of single ones, but I wanted the whole story. I just didn't want to get the variant covers and not have the full story. So I picked that up and had those three guys that were involved with that book, and they all signed it. It was cool that they were all there, and they were all like right next to each other. So I think that's the only book I picked up. There was some Friday the 13th comics I wanted to get. I know there was four of them, and I think it was like 10, 10 for two, and I think it was like 20 for the whole, for all four of them. I forgot to go back to those. I wanted those ones, but all right, whatever. What else? Oh, walked over to the FYE booth. There was an exclusive Prince Funko Pop. The Purple Rain, he was all glittery. His purple jacket was all glittery, like it was in the movie Purple Rain. So that was cool. I didn't even know they had that one, because I was saying that I did want to pick up one of the... There's, what, four different ones? Four different Princes? There's two Purple Rains.
Three different molds, and then the variant.
Yeah, the two Purple Rain ones, one with the sparkly coat. That's the FYE exclusive. Then there's just the regular Prince out there.
and the Purple Rain. Then you got the Raspberry Beret Prince when he's in the blue suit with the clouds on it. And then I can't remember what era that was. The Prince when he's got those glasses with the that's. I didn't really care for that Prince, but it was cool. I grabbed that one. I need to get the Raspberry Beret one. I saw it there. I should have got it, but I just forgot. We were walking around looking at everything, and oh, okay, I remember this, and then just basically forgot everything. So
you try to remember.
Yeah, but I mean, it was cool, man. I'm glad I got that. Oh, I also got a FYE exclusive Steelbook. Blu-ray for that movie Tremors, that one with Fred Ward and Michael Gross and Kevin Bacon and the great country singer, Reba McEntire. Yeah, so that was cool. I didn't even know they had a Steelbook, and if you listen to the show, you know I'm a Steelbook collector, so I was like, oh man, I gotta have it. So I don't have that on Blu-ray, so it's a good thing. So right on, I picked that one up. And I think that was all that I... collectors. Well, I did that. Yeah, those two pops, that movie, and I think that were in the book. I didn't really go for it. I mean, there was tons of stuff in there that I wanted, but it was like, do I need it? No, but we don't need anything really. But I mean, you just gotta have.
Need it.
You just gotta have them sometimes. So, but I mean, I always go when I go to these things. I always try to just make my way through the whole thing before I just start throwing my money down. I don't want to just start buying it the first time I see it. So, I mean, there wasn't much as far as Friday the 13th or Jason, like the figures, the big ones that I collect, because majority of them I already have. There is a couple that I'm out that I'm looking for, but I don't want to pay top dollar, and sometimes it's just ridiculous on what some of these figures cost. I was also looking for a Kylo Ren Black Series. I didn't see any of that there. There was one, but I want the one when he's got his helmet and his hood on. There was just ones without his helmet. Now that I didn't really like those ones. So, but what else did we do? Walked around. Gwendolyn Christie bought stuff. Other than the highlight was getting in the Funko line, so that was fun. I mean, but over it all, there was another thing, but hold on, Zizu's gonna continue. There's something else that we went through that I thought was pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, I'll say that for you. Yeah, as far as my pickups went, I was also trying to be really careful too. I wanted to see everything. And then there was also just that looming idea of going to Funko HQ the next day. So you wanted to be careful. I wanted to make sure to experience the con and pick up cool stuff, but I also didn't want to too much overdo it and then not be able to pick up, you know, exciting stuff at the HQ, because it was who knew what they were going to have. So, yeah, that was that. So overall, I ended up picking up that Avengers, so covered the comic there. As far as the art, I got a surprise pickup for Jade that I won't put on wax. So if you hear this, Jade, you know a surprise is coming, but we'll let you know what it is. And then I wanted to visit one of my favorite artists, Katie Cook. She was there, but her husband, Ryan, who I normally chat with, he didn't make the trip. So I normally chat with him and then at least pick up a print. But this time, as always, like with most cons, she always has a line. She does mini paintings. So her head is down almost the whole time of the con. So I know how it is. So I didn't really get a chance to visit with her or even really say hi just because of the amount of people around the booth. So I meant to go back and pick up a piece of art, but I didn't. So overall, it was cool to see what we saw. Just one quick note I'll add on the Gwendolyn Christie experience was after she was done and getting up, I quickly spun around and tried to get a selfie. So that's my celebrity photo of the con. I actually got one. She's not looking, but you know, she's walking off the stage. So anyways, but Yeah, I'll tee it up for you for the next experience we had. I'm glad we kind of really did try to dig into everything. So if we were in a rush, we might have missed this. But toward the end of the day, we found quite a cool experience.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry about that.
It was Star Wars experience. The 501st put on the famous Star Wars costuming group. So yeah, they had a whole room to themselves, and they made like a whole little experience of going through, and each little area was provided photo ops. Some of them you might already seen. Inez shared both on his. I shared one. We shared it on the ESP Instagram too. So yeah, those pictures are out there if you want to check those out if you haven't seen them. But the first corner where you turn is lightsabers. So you pick a lightsaber and did a couple poses for that, and they took photos. That was cool. They had some really nice props. They had a Tauntaun and a probe droid, Snowtrooper. They had a Porg set up that I was trying to get the Nez to go visit, but he wouldn't. He wouldn't step in the booth, so I did. And then finally they had a whole setup of costumes. They had like Maul and Vader, Yoda, all kinds of different troopers, Emperor's cloaks. And oh yeah, they also had a land speeder, like Luke's land speeder, and they had a IG-88 parts sitting in it, so that was interesting. Nez caught that, but yeah, overall a really cool, fun little side experience to the con. It was on its own little floor, so I'm glad we found that. Anything to add on that experience?
Yeah, it was cool, because when we first got there, we did see, like, just a sign, be sure to hit the Star Wars experience. We're like, yeah, okay, cool. But then you just start looking at other things and you just forget. We were just kind of making our rounds before we left to see if there was something that we missed. And we happened to be going, we were going down the escalator and we saw it. And we're like, shit, let's run in here really quick. So we went in there to see what it was. And like everything that Zisu said, yeah, you go in there, ton of photo op stuff. And it was cool, man. I really liked it. I mean, I really loved the, it was basically a full-scaled land speeder. I mean, I didn't check under it to see, I'm sure it has wheels on it or something.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, it was cool, man. It was like built like life-scaled size land speeder. So I thought that was neat. I mean, who knows where they get all this stuff. I mean, and the probe droid from Empire Strikes Back, I mean, that one was too. I don't know if somebody made it or what, but it.
They did, it was nice.
Yeah, it looked awesome, man. We took pictures of all that stuff, and it was really cool. I thought one of the photo ops, the Zisu did, was pretty badass. It was an upside down Wampa. So, you guys remember that scene from Empire when Luke's hanging upside down? So, basically, the Wampa is up top, and you go and stand there and just have your hands like you're hanging. And then you take the picture, and then you just basically flip the picture over. It looks like you're hanging upside down. But it was cool. I thought that was really neat. And it's pretty quick. We got there towards the end, so we just kind of, it was basically us and maybe a few other people in there. We zipped through everything, so there wasn't a huge wait. But that was really awesome. I liked all that. And what else did we do? I mean, we mainly were just looking around and just trying to find stuff. Because, like I said, this was the very first day. We went on Thursday, and I think all the panels and everything started Friday, like on the main stage, because there wasn't any that I saw on the schedule. So I think they just used that little small live stage, because there was a ton of stuff. And stuff to start in the morning went all the way to basically when the con ended. So. But that was with the Boy Meets World cast. They had their little reunion show, and they were all there. And we ran over there. Like I said, we were only there for a few minutes. I just wanted to see what Topanga looked like. I can't remember her real name. But yeah, she still looks the same, just older. So that's cool. I mean, even Fred Savage.
Yep.
He looks exactly the same. I mean, they did do that. I think it's called Girl Meets World or whatever that show. When their kid is the focus of the show. But it was pretty cool, man. But overall, this year's Emerald City Comic Con, man, it was fun, man. It was just as fun as last year. This was just a pretty much just go up there, go to the con, and then go home. So
yeah,
we did that. So that was cool, man. It was fun though. I'm glad the Zisu got to come because the only thing we usually go together is just to San Diego. So was able to experience this. I mean, hopefully he can come with me to New York sometime so we can experience that one and everything that is New York. So I don't know. We'll see whatever we got coming next. I think that would be it for, I mean, unless you got anything else.
No, I'm pretty much set. Overall, just really cool experience. It was cool everything we just described and just seeing every booth, seeing the collectibles that people had, seeing people's artwork. That's one thing I wanted to mention. Just walking through the artist alley, I was like, man, I wish I just had, like, at some point, like, just like $1,000 something to blow, like, so many cool art pieces booth to booth. But you know, print here, print there, $15, $20, it adds up really quick. So I'd love to support them all, but you know, only come with so much funds, so you really got to pick and choose your art. And but yeah, just seeing all the booths, even stuff we don't, you know, necessarily follow, all the role-playing stuff and everything like that. They had a Image booth. That was another thing. You didn't mention that, so I'll tee that up for you. But they had Image had one of the biggest booths on the floor, and on one side they had Deadly Class, and they had stuff on that. And on the other side, they had Walking Dead. And there, I asked Nez a whole bunch of questions since I only follow the show, and he knows all about the comics. So I asked him all kinds of comic questions. They had a set of Rick figures, and it was like Rick through the ages of the comics. And I was like, what? I was like, what's going on with him here? And I was like, oh, he must have lost that hand early, because three of the four figures had only the one hand. So, and then one of them was, I guess the most recent one was Negan Rick. So I didn't know what was going on with that. But yeah, this is teeing it up for Nez. He forgot to mention one thing he got on the way out.
Yeah, this is the same booth. If you go to San Diego, it's always, they're always there. And it's pretty much the same setup. One whole side's always Walking Dead, and it's usually whatever else they're trying to hype up in that Deadly Class. That they're hyping that up with the show and all the books. Like I said earlier, I always wanted to at least get one book, one comic to keep the tradition alive. And I was gonna get the first paper trade of Deadly Class, but I found that Guar one instead, and I'm more of a Guar fan than Deadly Class, so I had to pick that one up. But over on the Walking Dead, man, if you guys know what it is, if you've seen that booth before, they got all the big Walking Dead, the paper trades, and they got the big hard-covered books and everything else. And they always have, like, a ton of collectible-wise. There's a replica of Lucille, Negan's bat. It's all plastic, but it still looks cool. Then they got the little enamel pins. Those are all sweet, but there wasn't anyone really that stood out to me that I would have got. So, but they always have figures, little collectible figures. I had gotten a few from San Diego that I have hanging on the wall, and there was one that I've always wanted, but I didn't. I never got it. I got the right now with the new season of Walking Dead, the Whispers are in full effect, and my favorite one in the books was Beta, and it's. We've seen a little bit of him in action. I haven't seen the latest episode. I'll probably watch that when I get home. But Ryan Hurst is Beta, and it's cool. This is the mold that they use is the Beta from the comic book, and it's the bloody version one. So there's two of them, because there's one where it's because if you read the books, it's just black and white. So, I mean, there's no color in these magazines, except for the covers. There's no color in the actual comic cells. So, it was cool. His Beta is gray, and the only thing colored is the blood splatter that's on him. So, that was pretty sweet. I was just going to get the regular Beta, and then the guy goes, well, you want this one with the blood splatter. I didn't even notice that one right under it. I was like, hell yeah, I'll take that one. So, that was pretty cool. I'm glad I got that one. And Beta is one of my favorite characters. But if you read the books, you already know his demise. So, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do in the show. So we'll see.
Yeah, let them know what you said when I said, don't you need Alpha then?
Oh, she's stooge. I don't like her on the show. She bugs me. I don't know. I mean, nothing against that actress. They're obviously telling her how to act, but I don't like how they're portraying her on the show. She was a little more hardcore in the books, but they're no longer in the books anymore. That already came and gone. They're already on to their next set of bad guys. I liked her in the books. I don't like her in the show, but I didn't want that one. I mean, Beta was badass. He looks badass. He looked badass in the books. He was hella tall. And it was cool. It was a perfect pick to play him on the show was Ryan Hurst. So I'm stoked about that. I hope he does kick a lot of ass before we even know what's going to happen. There's nothing going to happen to him this season because the season's almost up. But
unless it does, you know how they change things.
The Whisperers are going to drag on into the next season. Then maybe it'll end there because they're not going to bring in the Whisperers for the last half of a season. So right. I don't know. But it was cool. I'm glad I picked up that little figure. And shout out to the guy that was working at the Image booth. And he's the one who told me, here, you want this version instead. And yeah, it's pretty badass. So I think that was the last thing I bought before we took off.
Yeah, so that was a cool pickup. And yeah, we just made our way on out and took our final photos saying goodbye to the con. Yeah, I mean, it was just a one day thing, so went fast and I really enjoyed it for what it was. If we go back, I definitely would like to do I liked that Thursday day. It was the first day, and yeah, it made it so you could walk around the floor and really take your time and soak everything in. So we didn't get as much on the panel side, but we did get the Gwendolyn Christie, and we got a moment of the boy meets world. So yeah, overall it was fun, and I'm glad we went. You know, I'm glad the Nez came and picked me up. It was kind of a last minute idea, so shout out. And yeah, I think that'll just about wrap this one up, unless you got any final comments on the con.
No, I think that's it, but definitely I will be going back next year. Hopefully the ZC will be with me.
Hope so.
And I want to go multiple days because we only did the one day because this is an up and down really quick trip. When we were leaving, we stayed at, shout out to my brother Darren, stayed at his house in Everett, Washington. That's basically right around the corner from Funko HQ. So, but we'll come back later with another show and talk about that whole experience. But overall, man, shout out to Darren, shout out to the guy at the Image booth, shout out to everybody that was at Emerald City and all the people that do the hard work to put that con together. Security was quick and easy. Never really had any issues with it. There was nothing going on. Everybody was having a good time, and hopefully we can see you guys all again next year.
All right. Until next time, have fun, be safe, and we'll see you next time, E Society.